This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Your digital ad dashboards are glowing green. I mean, like every chart is pointing up and to the right.
Yeah, your click-through rates are up. Cost per click is down.
Right. By all conventional metrics, you are totally winning. But the phone just isn't ringing.
Or if it is, you're getting calls from the entirely wrong people.
Exactly. And why is that? Well, according to this really insightful piece we're looking at today from Double Dome Digital Marketing, up to 25% of unmanaged ad budgets are just, they're actively being devoured by click fraud and automated scripts.
A quarter of your budget just vanishing.
Yeah. It's wild. And finding that invisible leak is our mission for today's deep dive.
Absolutely. The source we're relying on is titled Bot Clicks Protection. Stop Wasting Ad Spend Today.
Right. Written by Clark McGogee. He's this PPC specialist who has clearly spent like years dissecting these very specific ad platform anomalies.
Which is exactly what we need. We're going to figure out how to stop funding botnets and build what the source calls a zero-waste ad system.
Okay, let's unpack this. The source starts by describing the ghost traffic problem. They use this scenario where, say, you're spending $15,000 a month on Google Ads.
And in that 15K scenario, the surface level metrics look flawless, but the actual leads, they're practically non-existent.
Right.
The core issue driving this is that the internet right now, in 2026, is fundamentally saturated with automated scrapers.
Just scrapers, click farms, and AI-driven bots everywhere.
Exactly. You are buying traffic, but you are definitely not buying human attention.
To put the sheer scale of this into perspective, think of traditional volume-based ad bidding, like hosting a really expensive networking event for your business.
Okay, I like this.
Right. So you rent out the grand ballroom downtown, you pay top dollar for the catering, and you hire a guy at the front door with a little clicker to count everyone who walks in.
Sure.
At the end of the night, the guy at the door says, "Great news, 1,000 people walked in. That'll be $15,000.
Sounds like a success on paper.
But then you open the doors to the ballroom and you look inside and there are literally no people. It is just 1,000 robotic Roombas aimlessly bumping into the walls, knocking over the chairs and like eating the hors d'oeuvre.
That is a terrifying visual.
You paid for the entry, but the entity that entered has absolutely zero capacity to ever sign a contract with you.
What's fascinating here is why these automated scripts are crashing your campaign in the first place.
Yeah, why are the Roombas even there?
Right. It's not random noise or broken code. It's a highly organized, financially motivated system.
Meaning there's real money behind this?
Huge money. These bots are engineered specifically to mimic human browsing behavior for two primary reasons.
Okay.
First, they're deployed defensively to train competitor budgets.
Wait, meaning a rival company actually writes a script to click my ads until my daily budget just runs out?
Yes, exactly that. If they can exhaust your daily ad spend by, say, 10 in the morning, your ads literally disappear from the search results. Right, so for the rest of the day, their ads operate without your competition, and they absorb all the actual legitimate human traffic.
That is so malicious. What's the second reason?
Artificially inflating publisher revenue. So if an ad network or a third-party website gets paid per click,
or per 1,000 impressions.
Exactly. The owner of that site is highly incentivized to deploy scripts that generate fake engagement on the ads they host. They are effectively just printing their own payout.
So by chasing raw traffic volume, businesses are actively subsidizing an entire shadow economy of fake engagement.
Pretty much.
That is incredibly frustrating. You're effectively financing the very entities trying to sabotage your marketing.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because the source doesn't just treat this as an isolated technical glitch.
No, it frames it within a much larger context.
Right. It frames this within the broader landscape of what it calls the AI slump of 2026. And this requires a total reevaluation of how businesses interact with marketing agencies.
Because historically, the agency model was pretty simple. You pay a retainer, turn on the broad targeting, maximize impressions, and essentially rent the traffic.
Exactly. Set up the ad and walk away. But that doesn't work anymore.
No. The AI slump refers to the verifiable drop in traditional web traffic.
Because users just aren't clicking through 10 different websites anymore.
Right. Or scrolling through pages of search results to find a B2B service or a local vendor. Generative AI tools are answering user queries directly in the interface now.
So the overall pool of raw traditional search traffic is shrinking.
Meaning every single remaining human click becomes exponentially more valuable.
The source introduces this persona to really drive this home. They call him Lucas.
Oh, yeah, the Lucas persona.
Yeah, he's the CEO who has absolutely zero patience for algorithmic jargon. He doesn't care about proprietary black box software. He just wants total transparency.
He wants to know his money is actually doing something.
Right. Lucas wants to know that his 15 grand a month is building predictable systems that he owns, not just, you know, renting fleeting attention from a platform that might be lying to him.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the Lucas persona represents the necessary mindset shift for survival in this landscape.
The mindset shift from renting to owning.
Yeah, and realizing the old methodology of casting the widest net possible is structurally broken.
Because the net is full of bots.
Exactly. We're operating in an era where AI agents like ChatGPT and Google Gemini are actively synthesizing search results to recommend vendors for major contracts.
Right, so you can't just be a noisy ad anymore.
You have to ensure your budget secures your place as the definitive preferred answer for real clients.
And you definitely cannot build that kind of digital authority if a quarter of your budget is being bled dry by click farms.
You need frictionless, high authority content and a targeted delivery system to get it in front of actual decision makers.
But, you know, realizing you're buying fake traffic is really only half the battle. If the pool of human traffic is shrinking and these bots are programmed to actively hunt and click on search ads, how do we actually hide our budget from them without hiding from real customers?
That is the big question.
Let's get into the mechanics of the technical solution here. The source outlines this three-layered defense to build bot clicks protection.
Yeah, it's a very robust system. Layer one is advanced exclusion lists.
So blocking the bad actors.
Yes, it's the proactive foundation. It involves constantly updating IP exclusion lists to block known data centers and VPNs associated with bot hubs.
Makes sense.
But more importantly, it requires aggressively stripping out junk placements on the display network.
Let's define a junk placement. Are we talking about like irrelevant blogs?
We are primarily talking about low authority mobile apps
and
cheap display networks.
Okay, give me an example.
Consider a free flashlight app or just a basic mobile game. The developer integrates an ad banner to monetize the free app.
Sure, pretty standard.
But then they run a background script that simulates an invisible click on that banner every single time the user opens the app.
Wait, so the user doesn't even see the ad?
The user never sees the ad, but the advertiser still gets charged.
Awful.
If your ad is allowed to show up on those low-tier utility apps, you are almost certainly buying bot clicks. The first layer cuts those environments out entirely.
So layer one is stripping away the obvious fraudulent environments, but layer two is where we look at the search terms themselves, the search intent layer.
This is crucial.
The source argues we need to move away from broad match keywords, which bots apparently love to trigger and tighten our targeting to high intent long tail queries using what they call negative keyword silos.
Yes.
Now wait, I understand negative keywords. Those are the words we specifically tell the platform not to bid on.
Right.
But how does siloing them actually stop a sophisticated bot?
Well, bots operate by exploiting ambiguity. If you bid on a broad match keyword like, say, software,
which is incredibly vague,
very vague, you are giving the platform permission to show your ad to anyone searching for anything vaguely related to software. It is a massive, ambiguous net.
And bots trigger that easily.
Bots easily trigger these broad terms because their scripts utilize generic vocabulary.
Huh.
Siloing is about structuring your campaign so tightly that you build walls around specific intent.
So instead of bidding on just software,
you target the long tail phrase, enterprise payroll software for healthcare providers.
Very specific.
Exactly. Then you use negative keyword silos to actively block any search query that deviates from that specific string.
So you're filtering out the noise.
You are forcing the system to find a human looking for a highly nuanced solution rather than a script looking for a broad target.
That makes perfect sense for filtering. But let's talk about the algorithm itself for a second. If a bot clicks a broad match keyword, does the ad platform's machine learning actually learn the wrong lesson?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, does it see that fake click, think, oh, this is the profile of the user the advertiser wants, and then actively go looking for more bots?
That is precisely what happens.
Yeah.
And it's the most dangerous part of the ghost traffic problem.
So the platform is working against you.
Machine learning algorithms on these ad platforms are fundamentally pattern matching engines. They optimize for whatever generates the click or the micro conversion.
So if a bot clicks.
When a bot clicks your ad, the algorithm analyzes the digital fingerprint of that bot, its browser type, its location, its activity.
No.
And then it adjusts your bidding strategy to find more users with that exact behavioral profile.
Wow. It's like feeding a stray cat.
I like where this is going.
You leave a bowl of tuna on your porch.
Yeah.
That's your broad match keyword. And a stray cat, which is the bot, comes and eats it. The algorithm sees this as a huge success.
Right. It delivered the tuna.
So the next night, it puts out more tuna. And suddenly, you have 100 stray cats on your porch. You've literally trained the neighborhood cats that your house is where the free food is, and the platform is charging you for the tuna.
That is a very accurate analogy. You are paying the platform to optimize your campaign to attract non-human entities.
That is mind-blowing.
This is why bot clicks protection is a structural change, not just a firewall.
You have to change how the system learns.
You are moving away from legacy PPC, which trusts the platform's default settings to maximize clicks, and moving toward zero-waste management.
Which means restricting what the algorithm sees.
You restrict the parameters so tightly that the algorithm is only ever fed clean, human-verified data to learn from.
Which brings us to the ultimate verification step, layer 3, server-side verification.
The final layer.
The source states that browser-based tracking, you know, the cookies and tracking pixels the industry has relied on for years, is just too easily manipulated by bots.
It is. Browser-based tracking relies on the user's browser volunteering its identity and behavior to the tracking script.
Like saying, hey, I'm a real person using Chrome.
Exactly. The problem is that bot developers use headless browsers or manipulation frameworks to easily spoof that environment.
Spoof it how?
Well, a script running on a server in Eastern Europe can effortlessly pretend to be a standard Chrome browser running on a MacBook in New York.
So the data is just totally made up.
The data the browser volunteers is entirely fabricated.
So how does server-side tracking solve that? It's moving the security checkpoint, right?
Correct. Instead of asking the browser to identify itself, your server actively analyzes the incoming request before acknowledging it.
Before it even loads the page.
Exactly. It analyzes complex behavioral patterns.
Like what?
It measures network latency, the specific pacing of keystrokes, the erratic nature of mouse movements, and TCP/IP fingerprints.
That's super advanced.
It uses these passive signals to prove the entity is human before it records a conversion or sends a signal back to the ad platform to optimize a bid.
So what does this all mean? If we implement this three-layered defense, the advanced exclusions, the strict search intent silos, and the server-side behavioral verification, we block the bots.
We do.
But here's the catch. And it's something that would normally cause a marketing director to completely panic.
Yeah, the traffic drop.
When you turn this defense on, your traffic is going to drop hard.
Yep.
The source notes, you will usually see a 20 to 30% drop in overall traffic.
Which is a huge chunk.
Hold on, you're telling me I need to walk into my CEO's office, look them in the eye, and brag about killing a third of our web traffic?
I know, it sounds crazy.
That sounds like a quick way to get fired. How do you actually justify that to leadership?
You justify it by pointing to the diagnostic metrics of the traffic you just eliminated.
Okay, what do those metrics look like?
If you analyze the 30% of traffic that disappeared, you will almost always find it had a high click-through rate, 100% bounce rate, meaning the entity left the site instantly, and zero time on site.
So it was never real to begin with.
You did not lose potential customers. You eliminated a silent tax on your budget.
A silent tax. I like that.
The goal of that traffic drop is to stop the bleeding, allowing you to take that 30% of your budget and reallocate it toward the high-margin, long-tail keywords that actually generate revenue.
It gets us back to the Lucas persona from earlier.
Exactly.
He wants a simple dashboard that proves I spent X dollars and I made Y dollars.
And you can't build that dashboard, and you certainly can't forecast future growth if a third of your data is entirely fabricated by scripts. This raises an important question that goes far beyond just saving your daily ad budget.
Oh, what's that?
It is a fundamental issue of data integrity.
Because bad data infects everything else.
Right. In modern business, marketing data is the foundation of company-wide strategy. You use this data to decide product development roadmaps.
To forecast quarterly revenue.
Exactly. To determine if you need to hire more sales staff. If your foundational data is deeply compromised by bot noise, every subsequent business decision you make is inherently flawed.
It's a corrupted compass.
Precisely.
Like, if your data shows that potential customers are heavily clipping on ads for a specific new software feature, your product team might spend 6 months developing it.
Right.
But if it turns out those clicks were just a competitor's bot farm trying to drain your budget,
Yeah.
You've just pivoted your entire engineering team in the wrong direction based on a lie.
The downstream effects of polluted data are catastrophic.
Which is terrifying.
That's why the shift from traditional PPC to a zero-waste methodology is non-negotiable in 2026.
Because the old goals don't apply.
Right. The traditional goal was maximize clicks. The zero-waste goal is maximize human leads.
Big difference.
Huge. The mechanics of the digital ad industry, with its default broad matching and browser-based tracking, have spent the last decade pulling businesses away from that true objective.
It really is the difference between vanity metrics that look good in a quarterly presentation and sanity metrics that actually keep the business running.
Sanity metrics, yes.
So, to bring this all together, the digital landscape has shifted. The AI slump means the raw volume of traditional web traffic is down.
Down significantly.
In this environment, you do not need more traffic. You need more customers.
Exactly.
If you're still relying on default platform settings, broad match keywords, and basic cookies, you are basically leaving your wallet open on a park bench.
You're just asking for it to be taken.
It's time to shift from volume-based bidding to a strict bot clicks protection system. Exclude the junk placements, lock down the search intent with silos, and verify every single click on the server side.
Make sure every dollar you spend is targeting a high-value human being.
Right.
Implementing those layers is critical today, but we also have to acknowledge that the mechanics of this defense will have to constantly evolve.
Because the bots are evolving, too.
Exactly. The source emphasizes that layer 3, that server-side verification, relies heavily on analyzing subtle behavioral patterns to prove an entity is human.
Right, the mouse movements, the typing speed.
But this leaves us with a rather profound technical dilemma to consider as we look to the future.
Uh-oh. What's the dilemma?
We know that generative AI and automated scripts are constantly scraping the internet. They're continuously training on vast data sets of human interaction.
Yeah, they're learning everything about us.
You're learning how we speak, how we write, and crucially, how we navigate digital spaces.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Right. If humans are inherently erratic, you know, if we hesitate before clicking, if we scroll back up to reread a headline, if our mouse movements are imperfect and jagged.
Yeah.
How long until these sophisticated AI models are trained to perfectly mimic those exact unpredictable behavioral patterns?
Wow.
And when that day inevitably arrives, when a bot can simulate the hesitation of a human user flawlessly, how will our server-side tracking be able to tell us apart?
That is a genuinely terrifying thought to leave you with as you go check your own ad dashboards today. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.